Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I've been telling you for a while, Tua Tagovailoa is not going to get that contract extension before training camp, and now we're getting closer and closer to training camp. I don't think it's going to be happening anytime soon. Miami doesn't need to hurry because Tua not putting up a stink. He's not, you know, of course, if he would not show up for practice, he would be fined a lot of money. But nonetheless, Tua's not putting up a stink. He says he's going to show up. He says he's going to play. Dolphins say, you know, I don't know about the market. We'll pay you later. It's getting a little crazy, getting a little hairy. Some people are in the school of, let's pay him now, save a little bit more money now. We know, there's no other better options. There's other people who are saying, why not play it out?
No, because you play it out, then you're going to have to franchise him next season.
That's what they're going to do.
You know that's $55 million against you. $53 million against your cap, no matter what.
Right. He's going to get paid big time next year when you franchise him. I mean, yes, I understand.
Paid a man now.
I understand both sides of it. Well, Miami Herald's Greg Cody, he has come out and said he is not like the way the Dolphins are treating Tua Tagovailoa. He recently posted, the Miami Dolphins have never had full faith and total belief in Tua Tagovailoa or anything close to it. Not in 4 years and not now as his fifth season draws. It has been an embarrassment to the franchise and an insult to the quarterback. The whole NFL can see it and Tua can surely feel it as the disrespect continues with the ongoing contractual impasse. Whew. That right there, calling him out. That is a good question, though, I want to ask you, Vlad. Do you get the feeling that the Miami Dolphins still, although they like Tua, not totally in love with him, not married to him? You've seen everybody else. Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, they all got their contracts, Trevor Lawrence. But the Dolphins say,
I hate being wrong, but I don't have a problem admitting when I'm wrong. I still think that contract is signed before the season happens. But both sides are in a nasty situation. It's nasty work, both sides. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you why. Miami doesn't really have another option other than Tua.
Exactly. So it's like a relationship. Cheaper to keep her, it seems like.
It's definitely going to be cheaper to keep her because here's the thing. You let him play, he balls out.
You got to pay him.
Now you got to pay him.
You hope to pay him, though. That's the thing. If he falls out and wins playoff games, you're more than happy to pay him a lot of money.
And you better hope that other teams, he balls out and other teams, obviously you keep him for another year. But if he balls out, you're going to have to pay him money. I was going to say, other teams might offer him a deal, but though you still have that 1 year of being franchised. But then what happens if he flips on you?
Right.
What if he happens? He's like, look, all this disrespect you've got to show me.
What if he gets tired?
I want out.
What if he gets tired of it and says, you know what? You never believed in me. You never loved me. I showed you this year. You know what? I'm going to disrespect you now. I'm gone.
So, but what other situation will Tua go to that is all for him? That they've secured everything. They put everything around him in order for him to succeed.
Does he have a better option? That's another good question. So
does he have a better option? It's not because the It's not always greener on the other side.
Right, and the grass is not always greener on the other side. So it seems like they're at an impasse where Tua Tagovailoa, there's maybe not greener pastures, but the Miami Dolphins, there's not really any other greener pastures. So it's like a relationship. You like each other, not really totally in love with each other, but you don't really have anywhere else to go. You know, you live together. You don't have a place to stay.
No, because Coach Mikey Fitt, likes, he loves Tua.
Yeah, but that's Tua not the organization, loves Mikey Fitt. That's not the organization.
Now it's up to Chris Greer and Mr.
At what point is Tua finally going to stop playing nice and be like, enough's enough? Do you think he ever comes out and does that?
He has it, but you could tell he was stressed because he's, but the market's the market. This is why what we just said, that's why we just said about both sides are kind of stuck because it's almost like the Spider-Man meme looking at each other. You need me as much as I need you.
Right.
There's no other quarterback that's going to be available right now. And the quarterbacks, now you're not, this Dolphin fan base doesn't want to hear no Daniel Jones coming out next year. You know what I'm saying? Are you Dak Prescott? I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. But to me, Miami needs Tua. Tua wants to be in Miami. I think, but both guys are trying to play their, I don't know, both sides, agent and management, are trying to play they're trying to state their cases. And instead of coming to a common ground, a middle ground, I don't know what this, you know, I don't know if the Dolphins like, no. Because if the market's the market, they got to pay in the market. But how much money less does the Dolphins want to pay him? How much more less they want to pay Tua than what Jared Goff has done? Now, if you want to make the arguments for these other quarterbacks,
right?
Trevor Lawrence, other than him being the prototype of what a quarterback should look like and be, he hasn't done anything. Well, yeah, he has done.
He's won a playoff game.
He won a playoff game in a division. All right.
And he fell apart last year.
Herbert hasn't done anything.
He lost a playoff game.
He lost a 26-0 lead.
Tua's done that. Okay. I mean, he's lost a playoff game.
Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl runner-up. Joe Burrow, Super Bowl runner-up, right? Jared Goff, Super Bowl runner-up, three NFC championships.
Kirk Cousins, nothing.
No, just knows how to play the game.
And just puts up numbers, man. Puts up numbers, but when the spotlight is bright, he kind of withers away. This is the thing about the Dolphins. Okay, so what happens if you decide to go a different route of Tua? You're basically blowing up the team because Tyreek Hill ain't going to probably stick around for a new quarterback.
But here's the question, right? This is between Chris Greer, Boss Ross, and Tua's agents.
Mm-hmm. And Tua's got that new agency, too.
All right, cool. You got a new agency. You know, new agents going to want new money.
Yes, they do. And but from what I'm understanding,
they don't have a market where there's no pipeline for other quarterbacks, and there's no other pipeline. I mean, he can go to another team, but they would have to reconstruct the same setting that was beneficial for him in Miami in another city. And the only knock I have on Tua is that everything's got to kind of be ideal for him in order for him to succeed.
Right. A place like New Orleans makes sense for Tua.
A dome stadium may be good for him, but if it's not a dome, like, New Orleans would be probably a good choice for him only because they're probably trying to get out of the Derek Carr situation. And so you could do that with Tua. There's a good defense, the whole nine, whatever. But they have to get the right coordinator and get the right weapons. He has that here.
Yeah.
His head coach loves him.
Yeah.
And has he's orchestrated, he's constructed the offense to just take advantage of all his strengths and hide his weaknesses. But defensive coordinators get paid a lot of money as well to expose those weaknesses.
It is funny, out and about as I always am, talking to people about stuff, people are quick to say Tua's not our guy, but they never have, you know, what's the plan then? They don't have a plan. They just say, Tua's not the guy. Okay, who should we get?
Cool.
Huh?
Who's next?
Huh? What? It's like, yeah, who do you get next? Who is logical that you can get next? Mike? Oh, Mike White?
Mikey Blanco, baby.
Skylar Thompson? We've seen those two guys before. We've seen what they can do. No. I just don't think this Dolphins team, I think Greg Cody's a little bit right. Like, I don't know if they have 100% faith in Tua, but then again, they no other better options. And I think Tua is going to get to the point where he's fed up. I don't know when that's going to burst out into the public, though. I mean, he's obviously frustrated, but is there going to come a time where he's like, you know what, I don't understand what's going on here. I don't like the way I've been treated here, and I'm going to play, but...
You should cause a stink.
And that's the thing we were talking about. Well, just don't show up to practice. Well, you can lose a lot of money with the new CBA and everything like that. We're doing the math where he could lose $500,000.
You can show up to practice, just pull the Christian Wilkins.
And don't do anything? Just sit or stand around?
Fam, they can't let that man go. You already let 94 go. That was a bad situation. There's already a narrative about your organization that says you don't sign the players that you draft. You like signing other people's creations, you know, or other people's development. You like doing that, and you'll give them the big money, but you won't give the players that played for you for 40 years that set up the culture, that set up the team, helped create the team that you think can compete right now for a championship. You're not signing the best of those players. You're not signing Christian Wilkins.
Nope.
After you told them, hey man, you know the money that you're asking for, the players that get those type of money does this. Oh, word? All right, bet. Let me do that.
We have a wait-and-see organization right now. We'll see. We saw what happened with Christian Wilkins. We'll see what happens with Tua Tagovailoa.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.